The Department of Agriculture sees big crops ahead for U.S. grain producers, keeping up with the record estimates across several commodities. This week's World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates slightly lowered expectations for the U.S. corn crop. Total production is now estimated at just over 15 billion bushels, lowered 36 million bushels from last month. Export projections were raised 50 million bushels, aiding a projected 63 million bushel drop in ending stocks. While the corn production was slightly lowered, USDA economist Rob Johansson says soybean production is looking up.
Looking at soybeans, actually we raised our yield expectation for beans up to 51.4 bushels an acre. Again, if you look at soybean production in the United States over the last 3 years, a record each year. So this year we're going up to about 4.27 billion bushels, a record. So once again, that's within the trade range, so it shouldn't be any big surprise. No real big changes globally either, some minor adjustments here and there. Overall, ending stocks are up a little bit in the United States, but they're still pretty relatively low in general. So no real change in the price expectation for soybeans, at still at the midpoint at $9.05 a bushel.
Sorghum and rice production was slightly lowered in the report, and so were projections for U.S. wheat. Production was lowered at 11 million bushels, but Johansson says there's some good news overseas.
Looking at wheat globally, we tightened up stocks a little bit. We are seeing some increasing premium for U.S. wheat relative to Europe, for example, who have some quality concerns. So we did push up our expected wheat price for next year by 10 cents at the midpoint to $3.70 a bushel. So some good news there.
USDA also reduced total red meat production. Beef production was raised on higher slaughter figures but lower carcass weights, and pork production was raised based on slaughter figures. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.